From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. We begin our broadcast tonight with news from another world, Saturn. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory are analyzing the amazing pictures and stream of data from the Cassini spacecraft. Cassini reached Saturn this past week, completing a nearly seven-year journey of more than 2 billion miles. For the latest on what scientists have learned about Saturn, its rings, and its moon Titan, we turn to Trina Ray. She's an astronomer working on the Cassini mission. She joins me from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Hello there.
Hello.
What do these new pictures look like?
Oh, the new pictures of Titan are really spectacular. We have multiple instruments that take images of the moon in multiple wavelengths. And depending on what wavelength you look at, we can see all the way down to the surface, or we can see a little bit higher in the atmosphere and identify clouds, or we can see the residue of organics on the surface of Titan. Really some exciting stuff today. It's really actually unbelievable. I can hardly even express how excited we are here.
Cassini's now been through Saturn's rings twice, mm-hmm. Yes? What have we learned about the rings?
Really some great stuff. This is as close as we will ever get to the rings of Saturn. And we were within about 30,000 kilometers when we started those observations. And the last observation we took was 7,000 kilometers from the rings. Just phenomenal detail. Terrific stuff. The rings guys are over there in another building. They're still going nuts over the rings data.
What do they see? What do they see on the rings?
They're looking at all kinds of interesting things. Things that they already knew were there. They were looking at bending waves and density waves. These are structures in the rings that are caused by the outlying moons. They're moons that orbit Saturn outside the ring system. And it's each one of these moons goes by, it causes little perturbations in the rings. And so they're looking at every little detail with that. They even saw the moon Prometheus, which is a little inner moon that shepherds the F-ring. They saw it come up close to the F-ring and sort of pull a little bit of material away from the F-ring. And that had been predicted beforehand, and there it was. Somebody snapped a picture, the imaging team, and there it was. You could see this little streamer between the F-ring and the moon Prometheus. So just some really terrific stuff.
What do we get, a big picture now, what do we learn about our whole solar system from this mission?
Well, we really would like to understand the phenomena of disk physics. I mean, they're really, you know, things that happen in disks. So, for example, the rings of Saturn are a disk. If you were to look at them sort of to give you a rough estimate of their width to their size, they're very, very thin. So they're much, much thinner than a CD. They're like the width of a piece of paper, but very big. And all these particles rotate. The ones on the inside rotate faster than the ones on the outside. And so just understanding the rings of Saturn help us understand the physics of disks. And when we understand the physics of disks, then we understand solar system formation and galaxy formation. And so really, Saturn is the whole package.
Trina Ray is an astronomer working on the Cassini mission. She joined me from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For pictures of Saturn from the Cassini mission, go to our website, npr.org.